Hey, welcome to another unusual afternoon. These are your hosts, Sun Lightning, and...
And I've changed my name! Hooray! It's still cringy, but it's better than whatever I did before. It's Silver Rune. So SM, is that good?
Okay, sure.
It's better than it's the same as Sun Lightning, basically. Yeah. So Silver Moon, I'm just gonna say SM. So it's me, SM, and Sun Lightning over here. And so recently we've been talking about some news.
There's new YouTube terms of service.
Yeah, so the new terms of service is kind of
whack
and is super crazy. And it's like you get demonetized.
Wait, what?
Easily, here. Like, they can just kick your channel out without, like, anything. And you have to, like, and all your videos have to, like, have no... Wait, can you swear?
You could... YouTube doesn't like you swearing either.
Okay. So, like, there's nothing you can really do anymore, and it's just, like, a ton of, like, things. And, like... They just added a bunch of rules, and, like, they fixed a bunch of things, so now it's just super strict, and YouTube is not gonna, gonna start dying down. That's what I think, but, you know, if it's not dying down, then who knows. So this is just recording, and we didn't record our faces, because...
We're just putting this on, Spotify, I think. And Apple Music. Or Apple Podcasts.
We're not putting this on YouTube?
Well, we are putting it on YouTube, but also Spotify and all the other things.
Why are we gonna... Okay, whatever. Yeah, whatever he does is just strange and crazy and whatever. Okay. Please do not... YouTube, please do not demonetize our channel and... Can I say crap?
Yeah, that's fine.
And crap and... Yeah. I'm not saying that YouTube, the new policies and stuff are, like, bad or anything, but it's kind of over, and, yeah. Also, we have, like, many YouTubers complaining about it, and I've heard that some YouTubers actually got, one of my favorite YouTubers actually got banned because, they were caught at, doing something that's not part of the policy, and yeah.
YouTube's policy says, well, it's going to say this. I'm pretty sure it has always said it, but it says that they can terminate your channel if they believe that your channel has a reason that creates or could create a break in the terms of service. Can't find the actual words.
So, people, like, that are, like...
Account termination policy.
All I can do is say a warning to people like PewDiePie, because, what they're
they
doing...
They changed it.
Sounds... Yeah. Oh, now my Wi-Fi is going down.
YouTube reserves the right to decide whether content violates these terms of service for reasons other than copyright infringement. And it goes on to saying some things that I shouldn't say on tape.
Oh, I should finish watching the game.
No, don't play the video.
Huh? What?
Actually, I don't think MatPat would try to copyright strike us, but do you want to take a chance?
I'm not, you know what, MatPat, please do not demonetize this and not give us a copyright strike. I, like, me and my homie over here, like, really adore your channel. Please do not do anything to us. And we're just, like, a very, very, very small channel. Please do not kill, like, our, like, can I, I'm not allowed to say kill, am I?
You're allowed to say kill. I was joking when I said, you said a naughty before.
Oh my god! That is a really weird Pokemon!
What is?
Never mind, this is nothing. Ah, no! I can't play any YouTube videos, but I really want to finish that MatPat, the new Game Theory video.
How about some science? Good. Oh, Team Trees. We need to talk about Team Trees.
Oh wait, is this from Mr. Beast?
Yeah, Team Trees.
Okay.
Team Trees is a organization set up by Mr. Beast. They're trying to plant 20 million trees by January 1st, 2020. Oh. Every dollar that gets donated, a tree gets planted. They've already reached 15,482,410 trees. We need about another...
We need about another, like...
3.5 million.
Yeah. No, actually, 4.5 million. You can't do math.
4.5, yeah. My brain wasn't... Oh, yeah. Toby Lutka? Yeah, Lutka, right?
Yeah.
He's donated... Joined Toby Lutka and Elon Musk.
I don't know why. We're so unpopular and we're giving all the popular people shout-outs. That's so dumb.
Yeah, so, I don't know if there's a description on, Spotify and podcast, but on our YouTube video, we will put the link in the description. If you don't see the link, it's HTTP, it's teamtrees.org, TEAMTREES.ORG, teamtrees.org. Okay,
And we
weren't sponsored by Team Trees. It's just something that we think is necessary for the planet to be used for the planet.
Yeah. And yeah.
Since we destroyed it, we need to save it.
If we destroy our planet, where are we gonna live? It's gonna be too late by then.
Unless Elon does succeed in going to Mars.
God, that's gonna happen.
You know it will. We're gonna colonize the whole galaxy and destroy every single planet. We're gonna probably nuke all our planets. What animal do you think would come out on top?
Oh, sure, I probably shouldn't play this video either.
What animal do you think would come out on top if, humans just suddenly went extinct?
Within the next century, the whole world will be like, yay! Woohoo!
What animal do you think would rise? I would say squids.
What?
Yeah.
You know what I would say?
What?
If I had to say any animal, it'd probably be the next closest thing.
What is chimpanzees?
Yeah.
Or apes?
Yeah.
Is a chimpanzee an ape? Do chimpanzees have tails?
I'm pretty sure they don't. Wait, chimpanzees, of course they have tails, don't they?
Then they're not an ape. Okay, I need to look that up. Chimpanzee. Nope, it doesn't have a tail, it's an ape.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they're in the same, tribe as us. Taxonomic tribe, not actual tribe. Okay, how have we already been recording for 8 minutes?
Video game Pokemon news. Sword and Shield came out today, didn't it?
Yesterday. Or it's probably...
Did you get it already?
Yeah. It probably came out the day before yesterday, or the day before that. Depends on when I decide to release this video. It should be released by Monday.
Huh. Let's see.
Hmm. Did you know there's a new Dr. Dolittle movie coming out?
I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna watch some YouTube now. Are we stopping or are we gonna keep going?
We can keep going for a little bit longer.
Okay, so what are we gonna do it on?
We'll watch some news.
Wait, are we allowed to react to videos? Does that count as like...
Yeah. Yeah, but what you have looks like a Watch Mojo video.
It's a Watch Mojo video.
This, the other guy here is practically living under a boulder.
I know. What?
Watch Mojo. They're a top 10. They're kind of like chills in how they don't really do anything with emotion. So if that got a little jittery there, we had a little technical difficulties.
Yeah,
and so now we've forgotten what we were talking about.
So now, can we talk about the game theory?
The FNAF one?
Yeah. I'm a really big fan of FNAF. If you didn't realize that already, I think I didn't even mention anything about me like FNAF. But it's such a good game, and I've been playing it, or I've been watching people play it since FNAF 2, and that's pretty, like, don't be in the comment section and be like, oh yeah, I was here since FNAF 1.
Sorry about that again. We are never prepared for anything on this show.
And yeah, we do everything like snap.
Yep.
So what are we doing?
And you said we were going to talk about the game theory, or is there something else you
want
to do?
Yeah, you want us to talk about game theory.
Okay, so it's this guy's idea. I don't really care about FNAF that much.
Okay, so recently, around a few hours ago, like, what, 6 hours ago, 7 hours ago, 8 hours ago, somewhere around like that time, Scott released a video, and
Scott?
I'm sorry, no, it's the game theorist, MatPat, my brain's not working, MatPat, the game theory, released a video called FNAF, the Cult of Glitch Trap, and I didn't completely finish watching the whole video, but it was pretty good, and as I mentioned before, if I mention him, and then he's like, oh, this guy's cop, this guy's like, oh, this guy's using my name, and he's like saying, talking about my video and crap. Please, Game Theory, please do not take down our channel. We are a small channel, once again, just saying that out there. Okay, so.
And criticism falls under fair use.
That's true. Okay, so. So, recently talked about December 3rd, there is going to be a sort of meeting between the three YouTubers,
MatPat, Docko, and Markiplier.
Yeah, which is pretty good. My favorite YouTuber in there is probably Markiplier.
This is the second advertisement we've had for a money-raising campaign.
Yeah.
They're raising a thing with St. Jude's Hospital. St. Jude's Hospital. St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. It's hashtag cancel cancer.
And yeah, so I believe that they're gonna find something in the game that's like a money sign.
Yeah, the more they find, the more Scott will donate.
Yeah, and eventually, hopefully, after that, maybe like they'll find like enough money. Donated to the cancer research, and hopefully they can find a cure for cancer. If they actually did that, whoop, this is going into history, and the game theory is going to be a part of it. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Also, if you haven't already, subscribe to the game theory. He is, like, so good at making theories about games that, you know.
This whole video is one giant ad, isn't it?
This is a giant ad. If you don't, you can't skip it unless you just turn to another video. And yeah. Well, that you can now skip the ad by.
Should we actually cover like some actual news, maybe?
Okay, fine. Fine. Now, what do you want to say?
Well, we can talk about video games.
So, Pokemon Sword and Shield has been released.
Yeah,
yesterday.
We said that already.
Oh, I already said that, yeah.
It really
changes, like, how we see Pokemon, because they have...
They've removed over 60% of the national decks.
And they have also made something called, very stupid, called the
Dynamax.
Dynamax?
Isn't that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like maxing out your Pokemon, and it gets so big, even though it literally they do nothing in it. Like, you know how in Pokemon battles, it
makes the Pokemon more powerful.
Exactly. But it's sort of like Gigantamaxing it. Still, why do I not get crushed by my Pokemon when they sit on me?
They don't sit on you, that's why.
Exactly! It's a freaking game.
Why would it sit on you?
And if it were like a giant Pokemon, like one stomp would cause an earthquake or something.
Dynamax Wailord.
That thing is just summoning do they even have the remove Wailord?
A Wailord floats. I don't think they remove Wailord, but it floats. It will float. It's
Wailord,
less dense than air.
Wailord is like, when they become Gigantamax, whatever you call it, will they like become like physically that big, or just like some illusion of them being that big?
I actually don't know.
Because if they actually become that big,
that's like Wailord, so many laws of physics as well.
Exactly. And the second they put that Wailord out, the whole stadium's gonna go boom.
And also will float into space.
I mean, Wailord is probably one of the most heaviest Pokemon in the game, and it's getting Gigantamax, it was gonna make it so much heavier.
No, it's not. It is heavy, but it's so light.
But how about its attacks?
It's heavy.
How about Snorlax? What's it called? If he uses his ultimate, his GX move?
No, GX. Z moves have been removed.
Okay, let's just say they use their Z moves, okay?
Yeah.
He uses, what is it called? The Pancake Moon?
Yes. Oh, jeez, no.
The whole stadium would go crashing down. That's why they removed it.
But Wailord, so you know how you said Wailord is really heavy?
Yeah.
But it's so big, it's less dense than air.
That's actually true. And how does a water... How does a fish float in air?
Like a whale... density is...
Hey, have you guys ever wondered why there are fish... Like, fish Pokemon here in the game float, but the Magikarp's always on the ground?
What? Density is mass over volume.
Yeah.
And we only have its height. But taking the height, 14.5 millimeters... 14.5 meters.
That is a giant Pokemon, and I'm
okay,
gonna say...
Okay, so I'm gonna say it looks like about maybe 100 meters cubed?
Probably.
Okay, so... Yeah.
Saying this Pokemon is so big, it's gonna destroy the whole stadium. What if you have... Wait, did they add legendary Pokemons?
Yep.
Did they take out any legendary Pokemon?
I don't think they took out any, but then there's also Zamazenta, and the other one I don't remember.
What is that? The
new legendary.
Oh yeah, the Sword and Shield one?
Zamazenta and Zacian.
Isn't there also another legendary Pokemon?
No, I don't think so. Oh yeah, there is. Eternatus.
They don't have a picture for it yet.
No. Volume, so it's a...
This is good. We should probably end it now. Around...
Wait, I'm trying to figure out how dense a Wailord is. 398 over 100. 3.98 meters per... 3.98 meters cubed per kilogram.
That's pretty dense.
Density of air. I probably miscalculated something.
If it's gonna float, it probably has less density than air. And that is pretty... not dense. So...
Okay, I might have miscalculated because... density of Wailord. People have done it.
Wailord. Wailord at Amazon.com? Wait, what? If you're just a speck on Wailord's back, then you could probably say that Wailord...
Oh yeah, it's actually... It's an ellipsoid.
Compared to a small Pokemon...
I calculate it as a cube. It is 247.54 cubic meters. 1.61 kilograms per cubic meter.
But, just saying, Whale Lord is like 100 times bigger than what? A Bulbasaur? And Bulbasaur is going to be pretty giant. Like, it's going to be like the size of like what? Kyogre or something? And it's going to be so big, right?
Wait, what about
but then what about Whale Lord? Something 100 times bigger. What's 100 times bigger than Kyogre? Like, they didn't show any pictures of, like, Snorlax or Wailord being...
The stadiums are made for the Dynamaxing, though.
But can they fit a 100-time size of Kyogre?
They must be able to, like... The people in Pokemon aren't dumb.
Unless they make the Wailord the same size as, like, some Bulbasaur that's been Gigantamaxed, whatever you call it.
But then it wouldn't grow at all.
But no, Wailord would be still wouldn't be. That wouldn't make any sense because.
Really looking too far into this, watch as Wailord isn't.
See, even this, like this.
Oh, how big would a Dynamax Whale wool? Oh, the Game Theorist subreddit.
What? Oh my god.
95 feet and 2 inches. Yeah, let's change.
That would be a Godzilla size, probably. And Godzilla is nothing to laugh about. Godzilla is like, you drop it, you're gone. He is a pretty darn big creature. And Wailord is probably going to be the same, around the same size.
95.02.
So there's a lot of things wrong with Pokemon. Like, there's uncountable things wrong. But you can't really say anything, you know. It's just
28 meters.
Is that, what do you mean? Is that how big it is?
About 30 meters, yeah.
That's how big it is?
Yes.
In,
A Dynamax Whale Lord. About 30 meters.
That's not even big! That's not even big! 30 meters? The whole stadium probably is like 100 meters. Like, wide, length, and long. So it's not even big! But that doesn't make any sense. If although any other Pokemon looks like it's like 10, like, what, 100 times bigger than it was originally, maybe not 100, maybe like 50. But like, still, how big would a Wailord be after Dynamaxing it? That'd be pretty crazy big. Unless they do something and make it like small enough to fit the stadium. Other than that, I think that's pretty much it.
It's probably not even in Gen 8.
Probably not. Okay, I guess this is the end, huh?
Yeah. Okay, so this is the end of the video. These were your hosts, Sun Lightning and...
Silver Moon and...
And have an unusual afternoon. See ya!
See ya!